Hi, this is Ken and Michelle Bass.
And you're listening to the Resilient Parenting Podcast.
Hello, it's Ken and Michelle here getting ready for another little podcast, our podcast journey of the Resilient Parenting Podcast.
Say that fast three times.
No, thanks. Had enough trouble just getting it out once.
I thought it was catchy.
What's coming up today?
Well, so in addition to interviewing different experts within the field of parenting, we are also going to be having some episodes that are focused on general parenting. So we're calling it Parenting 101. And so today we're going to start out with talking about something that really impacts everyone, whether you're parenting or not. And so I'm actually going to need your help with this.
Uh-oh.
Oh yeah. I'm going to basically be sharing this information with you and asking you to play along.
Okay. Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy ride.
Okay, so when we talk about our body energy, I like to think of it as a car engine. So when a car is running really high, is that good for a car?
Really high? I mean, revving it up a lot?
No, like the car engine, like the heat of the car engine.
Oh, running really hot.
Yes.
Is that, yeah. You mean hot, running hot?
It could be hot, high.
Yeah.
I consider it high because when you're looking at the gauge, it actually is higher up than the low.
Okay.
So the opposite of low is high.
Okay.
Okay.
Got that.
So high, hot could be another description.
Okay.
But we're going to use the word high.
Okay.
And that basically is when we have a lot of energy, and which is in certain situations is a good thing.
Yeah.
When it becomes problematic is when it's constant, and so you're always like revved up for something. The opposite of that would be low.
Yeah.
Or cool.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm trying to talk car talk now. Sorry, other podcast. Okay, so. Cool or low would be, for me, it would be around 3 p.m. every day. That's when it feels like I hit a wall and I have no energy. I'm ready for a nap. And I actually recognize this. And so I have certain things in my office that I can utilize to help build my energy up.
Oh, it's kind of like with the car analogy, would be your tank's on empty.
Sure.
Okay.
That works. Oh my goodness. It's really scary if you and I are going to be using car, you know, lingo throughout this. We're going to like be driving so many people up the wall because I don't even, half the time I can't even find my car. I have to use my little beeper thing to find it. And I have been known to open strangers' cars thinking it's mine. So sorry ahead of time for the car analogies.
Most strangers' cars are nicer than mine. So just call an Uber. It's okay.
Oh, dear. Okay. So basically, what we want our car engine to be is like in the middle. Not too hot, high, not too low, cold.
Okay.
We want it in the middle.
Just right.
Just right.
Thanks, Goldilocks.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, Goldilocks. Why didn't I use that instead of a car engine? Okay. So basically, you know, when we're in the green, would be in the middle. Okay. So I'm going to add some, don't lose your mind now. I'm going to add some colors to this so we can visually see this. So when we're thinking high or hot, red.
Okay.
When we're thinking low, cold, blue.
Okay.
And then when we're just right, we're in the green.
Okay.
Another way to look at this, and this is something that you can use with your children. Are you familiar with Winnie the Pooh?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So when you think of red, think of Tigger. Think about Tigger's energy. He's like jumping around, jumping around. I'm Tigger.
Bounce, bounce, bounce,
bounce, bounce, bounce. Yes.
Okay.
Oh, I even said it like him.
Yes.
And then, okay, let me.
Eeyore?
Eeyore is blue.
Oh, bother.
Which, you know, so who do you think, well, hold on before, who do you think would be green?
Who do you think would be green? Pooh.
Pooh.
Green Pooh.
Oh, you went there. Oh, I'm going to look at that a whole new way now. Oh, goodness. Okay, well, looking past the green Pooh. So sometimes all of us at different times are feeling a little high or we're feeling a little low. But what we really want to be is in the middle as much as we can, because in the middle is where we are feeling pretty steady.
Mm-hmm.
We're able to access our learning thinking part of our brain.
Right.
When you're in the other areas, especially if it's for a long time,
mm-hmm.
it can actually impact our ability to learn, to remember things, because there's, and we'll talk about this at another time, there's a whole thing about brain, the brain and how the brain works. So we're just going to do just a basic thing today about our bodies as an engine.
Mm-hmm.
So first, just understanding it. So what I'd like you to do and our listeners to do as well is just kind of do a quick body scan. Like think about like how you're feeling right now.
Mm-hmm.
So not just like, you know, emotionally or mentally, but think about like, is, how's my heart? Am I breathing normal? How's my, does it feel like my pulse is normal or is it going pretty fast? You know, if you're driving in your car, you know, I tend to, well, depending on the traffic, I am a little bit more alert. So I may be more up closer to the red. The red would be like probably road rage red.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want that because that's dangerous. And so when you think about the different levels, we really want to try to be at that optimal green poo. Sorry,
yeah.
I had to do it again because it'll probably be a way for y'all to remember this.
How are you operating today? I'm at green poo level.
Goodness.
Could be
okay.
Worse.
So depending on many factors, our energy can fluctuate throughout the day, and that is normal. Again, it's problematic when you stay in the red or the blue for too long. So different things can impact that, and we're going to talk about that.
That affects your parenting all the way around too, right?
This will impact your any relationship.
Yeah.
Because it's going to have an impact on how you react to anything that happens in your life. And we already know parenting can be difficult. It's one of the best things that I've ever done. And I love my kids. And there were many times where I wasn't able to react the way I wanted to react because my level was not at green.
Mm-hmm.
So
it was either in the red or it was in the blue.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. So let's talk about some of the factors that could impact your energy level. You know, we all have a baseline, which is like your starting point mm-hmm. of what your energy is. And I'd like to, you know, like one thing that you hear a lot when I'm working with parents is, I don't know what happened. I just asked them to do one thing and they went from 0 to 100 just like that. And the reality is that a lot of the kids that we're working with, and even ourselves, we don't start at 0. We start at 30
mm-hmm.
or 50, depending on the situation. And then let's factor in if you're feeling a lot of stress in your life. So I can handle a lot more stress if I have a pretty like typical day, but if you add extra things onto it, my ability to handle that stress is not as good
mm-hmm.
Because my baseline is up higher. So
right.
I am functioning not in the green, more like the yellow, orange to the red. Okay, so
full on Tigger.
Ooh, this day is really stressful. Said no one ever liked Tigger.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about that. I'd like you to envision that you just woke up, and I'm going to start with you had a good night's sleep. So we're going to start you with a nice solid baseline. Mm-hmm. And you're like, okay, what do I have to do today? And then you look at the clock. And oh my goodness, your alarm clock did not go off.
Oh.
So guess who's late? Mm-hmm. Just picture that. Everyone just picture that. What are you feeling?
A little stressed out.
A little stressed out. Now, how does that show up in your body?
I don't know. Your heart rate's up?
Yes, heart rate's up.
Your brain's going 100 miles an hour.
100 miles an hour trying to think
about... Oh, crap.
I don't know if you can say that on a podcast, Ken. Just say, poo, poo, poo. Okay. Oh, goodness.
Oh, poo.
Okay, never mind. Doesn't quite have the same feel. It could be worse, everyone. It could be worse. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, yeah. So that could be, you know, a stressor that's already starting your morning. And that could just, from there, it could just be like, oh my goodness. You know, for me, a lot of the time, what do I lose a lot?
Are your glasses?
My glasses. And
your
where
keys?
Are they usually?
On your head?
Yes. There are. In fact, that's the first place you ask me to look when I say, where are my glasses? So, you know, that, but if you're running late, something like that would be just like a minor inconvenience. Mm-hmm. Could really turn into a I need my glasses.
Same with the keys too, if you can't find your keys.
Yeah, well, what do we have at home?
We have a key bowl.
Yes, we have a key bowl so that we know where the keys are. Mm. If I ever went in there and the keys weren't there, I would be into a full-on panic.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't know where they were. So, you know, and that means I'd be going into the red. So
you know how I mess with Michelle now, don't you?
You better not touch my keys. You better not touch. So really, when we're talking about being regulated, some of the impact of being in the red could be that, you know, like if you woke up and you were in a panic and you couldn't find your keys or your glasses, then when I say good morning, you may not be as friendly because you're in a panic. And so you might be short with me or growl at me.
Good morning.
Okay. I think that's a different mood. Oh. But so it does have an impact. Mm. It does have an impact. And so if you had, let's say, a child that was needing you and wanted to eat and it was just like, oh my goodness, I can't right now. I can't deal right now. Normally, if you were in a regulated state, you probably would be like, yes, hold on, let me get you some Cheerios. It's all good. But depending on where your body state is, has an impact on how you interact with your kids and with anybody. So I want you then to think about, because of things that had happened in your past, or maybe again, there's a lot of stress going on in your life. And so you're not already starting at, like we said, a zero. You're starting much higher. So maybe even your baseline is higher than a lot of other people because of what you're experiencing or something you had experienced before. Your ability to deal with the stress is going to be a lot less. And so understanding that is super important. Understanding first, being able to recognize it in your body and be able to say, oh, okay, I'm starting to, I could feel like I'm starting to sweat or my heartbeat's going faster. I feel like my blood pressure is skyrocketing. I'm not able to access my words. I'm stuttering or whatever it is, being able to recognize that, then you can do something about it to bring it down. You can't always remove the stress, but you can find different ways to be able to deal with the stress. If you're able to get rid of some of the stress, for instance, I was just telling you last night that, you know, I love to do different projects. And when I'm asked, I usually am like, yes, I want to do that. But if I have too much going on, my ability to handle everything and still be in the green is very limited. And so sometimes I have to say no to things that I really want to do because I don't have the capacity to do it. It's not because I don't want to do it or because I don't know how to do it. It's because I physically and mentally can't do it then. because I know stress is good, but if you have too much stress, then it can be very, I'm going to use the word dysregulating, which is just another word for saying it'll move me from the green into the red or into the blue. And let's talk really quick about the blue.
Yeah.
Sometimes, and I want you to think about a time when you had, let's say, either low energy or there was so much going on that you just kind of shut down. Can you think of a time or a situation?
No, plenty of them.
Okay. It's okay sometimes to feel that way. And again, it's when it continues on that it can be problematic. When it's interfering with your life and you're being able to function in life, then it's problematic. So let's talk about some ways that we can help stay in the green. And this works with caregivers. This works with children. And so it really is something that you can do together. In fact, I would encourage you to do it together. One of the things you can do together is do a body check. Check your engine. What? How are you feeling? And the visual of like the Winnie the Pooh characters, you can also use the Inside Out characters or the colors. Those are a visual where kids can be able to understand what they're feeling and then have either a character that is associated with that feeling or with a color.
So if I were to tell you I feel like Pooh, that's okay, right?
I would be a little confused because according to you, Pooh is green.
Okay.
So we may have to have a different one. I'm having an Eeyore day.
Oh, you're down.
Yeah.
And the blue.
I'm feeling kind of blue.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's say that you're feeling in the red. And again, let's talk about what it feels to be in the red. Sometimes some of the red could be really excited. And so, of course, you're going to be in the red. You're going to be all excited and happy. Sometimes you may be really frustrated or upset. And so you're angry and you're in the red. And sometimes we say and do things that we don't want to in the moment, but because we're so enraged and in the red that we do or say things that we regret later. So that's another reason why to not be there very long, because you don't want to do that because that has impact on relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. One of the things that you can do is make sure, do like a check. When was the last time I had something to eat? When was the last time I had some water? I know that sounds simple, but how many people do you know that use the word hangry? What does hangry mean?
Being hungry makes you a little bit testy.
Yeah, well, or angry.
Yeah. Okay.
Exactly.
I guess you wouldn't want to say hesty, would you?
Hesty. I'm feeling a little hesty. Yes. You know, it has a real impact. And so sometimes, you know, depending, I always have snacks or something with me for those moments when I'm needing to have a little nutrients. And then water, you know, having a water bottle with you is amazing. There's also some tricks like eating something sweet. So, you know, having something sweet can lower the energy, or in some cases it can raise the energy up. And one of the things that I like to provide as well is like those really hard double bubble chewing gum, because it has a nice chew to it, which is also regulating. And then, and when I use the word regulating, just think of it as getting back to green. Taking a walk. I know that sometimes when you're feeling a little red, you will be like, I'm going to go for a walk. And you'll go. And being out in nature, nature is healing. So being able to be outside and do it, but obviously you don't have to be outside. There's times when the weather doesn't permit it or where you're located doesn't permit it. So being able to even just walk around your room just to like get some movement.
Right.
All of those things can be regulating. So with the blue, again, one of the things that you can do is some of the things I just mentioned. Something else that's a really good trick is eating something sour. So you can use sour candy, sour gum, but you know, something that I like is like green apples. Mm-hmm. I have little packages, as you know, because you buy them for me, the green olives. Mm-hmm. That is a really quick snack. And so that is something that I can do. For both of them, there's breathing activities. It's important to be proactive with your body's energy. So what I encourage everyone to do is, and including you, Ken, is for the next week, really be aware of what your body is doing and feeling. And then try to use some of the different techniques to bring it back to the green.
You can pass these along to the kids too, I guess, right?
Yes. In fact, I would recommend doing it together, you know, and verbalizing like, oh my goodness, I'm feeling a little red. I'm feeling like a little, whoo, like I need to have a lot of energy. I need to go for a walk. You want to go for a walk with me? Or how are you feeling? Because I'm feeling like this. You want to do this with me? I mean, connection is so important. It's healing. And so being able to do this together, modeling, being aware of your body, and then taking care of yourself in a proactive way. And then repair. Because there's going to be times when you're going to not catch it and you're going to, you know, maybe step in it. Green poo. But you're going to, you know, you're going to be in a situation where you're going to have to do some repair and have to come back and say, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. And that is equally as important as, you know, being proactive, that repair work, because the relationship is most important.
Right. Okay. All right. Good points. Thank you.
Yeah. So are you going to work on your engine?
Yes, I am. Aiming for the green poo. That's the takeaway for the day.
Oh my goodness, I stepped right in that one.
Oh.
Ha! This podcast is brought to you by the Idaho Children's Trust Fund.